It's time to bring into the studio John Carey, one of the hosts of the legendary sports talk show on 93.5 WMWV. Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm well, Roy. How are you?
That's pretty good. I hear that old theme song?
Yeah, I automatically think of Rich Gray when I hear that.
Sports Talk has not been on the air for a long time, unfortunately, on 93.5 WMWV, but it was quite an event back in the day, and it started with John Roberts and Rich Gray.
Yeah.
Hammering it back and forth between each other.
And then Rich Gray brought in Mike Shalen from the Boston Herald to do some work, which was really nice. You know, that was way back before, you know, all these big conglomerates have got news people to do their talk shows and television shows. And he was a cutting edge, Rich, at that time.
He really was. And Mike Shalen was fantastic. Such a talented writer. Boston Herald, I believe,
yep,
was it?
Yeah, Herald, yep.
And you may have heard of my old persona, the Grand Lizard, that I used to help out on Sports Talk a little bit from time to time. And Shalen used to call me the Grand Weasel. But that was a lot of fun. And I think one of the parts that I still am a real junkie for sports radio out of Boston and Maine. I think one of the things that you would do is even if you agreed on a subject, you would disagree so that you'd have something to go against each other with, right?
We would try. That's exactly right. Those shows work the best. We could always get an argument out of Dick O'Brien, that's for sure.
Dick O'Brien, thank you.
And then you'd have Elwin Perry calling in and agreeing with everything we had to say. And, it was just really a lot of fun. We did it Monday nights for an hour. And, boy, some nights they just dragged and dragged and dragged. Because, you know, certain times of the year there's just not a lot of sports going on.
Right, right.
But, and other times of the year it was just a treat to be there. You know, you've got opening day and you've got the Final Four and, you know, all these things happening at the same time. And it was just a really fun thing to do. And the station gave me an opportunity to do some things, go down to Fenway and get into a Celtics game. And that was really a lot of fun as well.
A lot of fun. And a lot of fun talking about sports. And you also were an announcer on our Kennett High School football games, too,
right?
I did.
10 years of Kennett High football from 93 through 2002. 93 was Gary Millen's last of his three state titles, and that was a real learning experience. I started out with Dean Luttrell our first year, and then James Anderson came along, and we did it the next 9 years, and Dean got involved with the production of halftime shows and pregame shows, and it was a pretty nice thing, and we got some really fun venues to be in and some really scary venues to be in, you know, when you're sitting on a 2x8, you know, on scaffolding at Stevens High School and hoping that the thing is, you know, not going to fall over. There was a tower in Monadnock that was, I think, condemned maybe like the week after we were there. We go to Sauhegan and they treated us great. They fed us dinner. You know, it was just it was really a lot of fun, and just an opportunity to not only meet the kids, but meet some parents, and, you know, I still have some good lasting memories and friends from that time.
Nice, and it's always fun when the team's doing well, too. That makes announcing
a
little better.
Heck of a lot easier, you bet. You know, those pesky Plymouth Bobcats were always seemed to get in the way.
For years and years.
And Laconia was another great rival, but it was a lot of fun to do those games. And now it's so different. It's Friday night, you know, here under the lights. And, you know, it's very ironic that it's Gary Millen Stadium because he hated Friday night games.
Right.
He just didn't like the ideas of his players having to be in school and then having that idle time. He loved the idea that they would wake up on Saturday morning and
go out and play.
Yeah.
Really fun. Really fun. So, Sports Talk, John Roberts, Rich Gray, yourself, John Carey, Dick O'Brien, and the Dr. Wayne Watson.
Yep.
He and I
first started that together. We did. And then James came along and worked with me. And actually, we had that whole flux when Jeff Prowell and Jim, I don't remember his name.
Oh, right. Jeff Prowell. Yeah.
They came in and did some of the work with that. And we had some great arguments with Dick O'Brien about Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, and you know he's not going in, Dick.
No, and he still has it.
Yeah, no.
Funny. Well, John Carey, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your memories of being with us.
It was my pleasure to hear Karen give me a call yesterday and think that I was just a speck in the ocean in this 50 years. It's just a pretty neat thing.
Nice. That's John Carey, formerly of Sports Talk and broadcaster of the Kennett High football games, still a tradition here on 93.5 WMWV. Let's get into a little music from Gomez and continue our big open house here on our 50th anniversary.